HarperCollins presents Three Women of Liverpool by Helen Forrester. Read by Lizzie Hopley. In the spring of 1941, Admiral Erik Rieder wrote a memo to the Führer of the German Reich, Adolf Hitler. It said, "An early concentrated attack on Britain is necessary. On Liverpool, for example, so that the whole nation will feel the effect." Thursday, the 1st of May, 1941. 1. He felt better, more sure of himself now he was back in Liverpool and had a ship again. He had a new identity card safely tucked into the old wallet his father had found for him. It was surprising how naked you felt without a piece of paper to say who you were. Robert Owen, deckhand, and fiancé of Emma Thomas, once more officially existed. The clothing the Red Cross lady had found for him to replace his lost kit fitted well. The brown leather jacket would keep the wind out like nothing else would. He had had his faded blonde hair cut in honour of his date with Emmy, and he had a present for her in the brown paper carrier he was holding. His legs had stopped shaking. Panic had once more struck him when, earlier that morning, he had entered the crowded Mercantile Marine office in search of a new set of papers and a new ship. At the thought of going to sea again, he had for a moment turned to jelly. He had not really walked to the huge mahogany counter. He had been nearly lifted off his damaged feet and edged towards it by the heaving, shouting mass of drunken seamen, all trying to get attention. The clerk on the other side of the wide counter, a pimpled youth young enough to be his son, had been unexpectedly understanding of the tall, drained-looking deckhand in front of him. 2 days on a raft, floating around in the channel? He had queried incredulously. I'd have thought there was enough shipping down there that they would have spotted you in a few minutes. It's a lot of water, Robert had tried to sound nonchalant. Corvette out of Southampton picked me up. Again he felt the ghastly fear that his hands would lose their grip on the raft and he would slide off and drown. I were the only survivor. Try as he would, his voice still held a quiver. You were lucky. I suppose. Anyway, the doctor says me feet'll be all right now. He signed me off yesterday. It was the cold water that affected them. Cold can do some rotten things to you, agreed the clerk. He chewed the end of his stub of pencil and ran his finger down a list. There's the Marikan loading in number 2 Huskisson. They're short a deckhand. How about it? To a fisherman who, until his last disastrous voyage, had always worked in his father's smack, one ship was as good as another, so he took the clerk's proffered fountain pen and shakily applied his signature where the boy pointed with his finger. A ship was a ship. And if he was going to marry Emmy, he needed the money. If he did not go to sea, he would be called up for the army at 14 shillings a week. Better the devil you knew than the one that you did not. Afterwards, until he got a better grip on himself, he stood on the handsome steps of the old customs house, his hands in his pockets, the brown carrier bag swinging from his wrist. Beside him, legs astride, hands behind his back, stood the huge policeman who kept order amongst the tough clientele of the Mercantile Marine Office. The sun lit up the long row of metal ribbons on his chest, but failed to soften a face with an expression that could have quelled an angry regimental sergeant major. However, he said very cordially to Robert, "Nice morning. Ready for off again?" As Robert nodded affirmatively, the nervous twitch of his right eye was not lost on the constable, and his expression returned to its usual grimness. Poor devil, sent to sea again before his fit up at me life, just like the last war. He turned again to Robert and added, as if to offer some comfort, "You know, you're sometimes safer at sea than you are in Liverpool these days, what with the air raids and all." "Could be," Robert agreed, and then plunged down the steps, head bent to the wind to make his way towards the gangway of the floating dock from which the ferry boat sailed across the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?